I'm not sure if our next guest was watching that game or not, or maybe enjoying a night off with his three young kids. But either way, he'll be ready for game one on Sunday in St. Louis. Kyle Brodziak, forward of the Blues, joins us once again. Brody, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Gregor?
Hey, I'm excellent, man. Now, I recall you and Steve Ott, the celebration on the bench in the first round against Chicago when you guys salted away late in the game. It was great. Now, this round was a little bit different. You guys were kind of on cruise control in the third period. Even though you win game seven and it's in the second round, was it a little bit more somber of a celebration just because, you know, the game was in hand a lot earlier?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate. You know, obviously guys are excited and feeling good about themselves, but just the way the games went down, you know, after the first series, the room was pretty wild in there and everyone was hooting and hollering. And I don't know if it was because of the way the game went. And like you said, it was, you know, third period was pretty much just get through it with as few mistakes as we can and just try to run the clock out. And it just was, it was a little different. It just wasn't quite as hyped up as the first round was.
So now you have a few days off. You get set to take on the San Jose Sharks. And for you, this is the first time into the third round of any postseason at any level for you. How exciting is it? How do you feel, you know, body-wise, I guess, going into the third round?
Yeah, body-wise, it's good. You know, I was saying today, we've been pretty fortunate after game seven. I think we had, you know, three or four days in between games in the first round. And now we got another 3 or 4 days here. So it's, you know, our team's been fortunate. Everyone's been healthy, and we've had a few extra days to just recharge the batteries a little, get the minds fresh and the bodies fresh. And, yeah, feeling good and definitely excited. It's, like you said, somewhere I haven't been before, and just looking forward to it. It's starting to feel real. You know, that you always dream of getting opportunities like this, and to be in the third round now and to know that we're halfway there is exciting.
Is there less, and this might sound strange, but there's pressure, you know, to try to make a deep playoff run for a lot of teams, especially the Blues, are a team that's been very good for a long time and they couldn't do it. San Jose is in the same boat. But now that you're in the third round, even though there's maybe, you know, you're closer to the goal, does there seem like there's less stress about it that you're like, you know, okay, you know what? No one's going to consider us chokers now. Now we just got to take care of business.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough to answer. I know a lot of guys on our team, you know, I can't really comment because I wasn't with the group the last few years when obviously the first round exits were considered pretty big disappointments. But you know, I know that it was a lot of relief on a lot of guys getting through that first round, and especially the way the series went, who we had to play, and how the series played out. I think it was a big relief for a lot of guys. But you know, going into the third round now, and you know, you see the Stanley Cups two rounds away. You know, we win two more rounds and we'll be able to hoist that thing. And I know that there's definitely pressure, but maybe the stress level is a little down on with a lot of the guys, you know, after that first round, like I said. But you know, there's always going to be pressure. Everyone puts you know, pressure on themselves to play well, and you know, the team puts pressure, you know, we put pressure on ourselves for the team to play well too. And I don't know. It's tough to answer though if the stress level is higher or lower.
Kyle Brodziak, forward of the St. Louis Blues, joins us. They will start the Western Conference Final on Sunday at home against the San Jose Sharks. And you had a great front row seat to watch the Paul Stastny, Robbie Fabry, Troy Brouwer line. They have been absolutely dynamic for your team and really almost made it look easy at times in Game 7.
Yeah, I would say probably, you know, we're getting pretty used to being able to watch them. I'd say about at least two months left in the year is when, you know, when they really started playing well. You know, they were unbelievable for us for the last stretch of the regular season. And I know even the first round, you know, offensively they didn't get as much credit as you know, everyone thought they deserved, because they were still playing well, but they had you know, they had some really tough matchups in the first round and a lot of defensive responsibilities, and they did in the second round as well. But you know, they just, their game's just been going to another level, and it's you know, it's fun to watch that line, because like you said, they're dynamic, they're playing with a lot of confidence offensively, but the way that line works too, they have a lot of tough responsibilities and they take care of business on that side of the puck as well.
Kyle, matchups with Ken Hitchcock, does he try harder at home to get matchups? How has he been running his bench this in the playoffs? Is it different at all from round one to two?
Yeah, I would say it was a little bit different round one to two. No, it's pretty similar, where he tries to match our line up against the other group's fourth line. But at home and away, it's tough, because I know when he's at home, he can control the zone matchup, so he'll throw out which line he feels most comfortable with in the D zone, and depending on what side the faceoff is on. And in the offensive zone, he likes to put the more offensive-minded players out there. But then I guess once we get on the road, I would say that it's more of, it seems like it's more of a line-against-line matchup. And I don't think he really changed too much, though, between the rounds.
So you head into San Jose, and as you go deeper, you're right, they're a team that's playing well. Your team is playing well. The Joel Pavelski line, of course, is somebody you have to watch out for, and especially on their power play. Their power play is a little bit different, Kyle. They don't use the 1-3-1 very much like a lot of teams. They change up their power play. What does the PK have to do to shut down their power play?
Well, I know there was when we were in Dallas. We were in the hotel, and we had the Sharks game on, and everyone was commenting of how much zone time they seem to have. It just seems like once the power play starts, the puck is in the in the other team's end the whole time, and it's tough to get clears against that team. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing for us, is when we get the opportunity to get the puck all the way down the ice, we're going to have to do it, because every time a team makes a mistake, they seem to capitalize on it. So that's going to be a big factor. Obviously, staying out of the box is going to be a big thing too, because you don't want to give a power play with that much talent too many times in a game to feel the puck and get their mojo going. So it's going to be a big challenge. I thought our penalty kill did a pretty good job in the last series against Dallas, but this is going to be another level, and we got to be ready for it.
Kyle Brodziak from the St. Louis Blues joins us. Kyle, during this second round, one of your line mates, his hometown, of course, a lot of it burnt down, unfortunately, up in Fort McMurray, and I know the St. Louis Blues did a lot for it. Rallying point might not be the right word, but a good reminder of reality, and maybe, you know, it was allowed guys to get their mind off it. And, you know, Scotty was very honest about how even when he was in the game at times, he found himself looking up in the crowd, to his brother to see how things were doing.
Yeah, I know that's a tough situation. And, I thought it was a nice gesture on the Blues part, and helping out any way they can. And obviously Scotty's going to be doing some things to help out also. But yeah, it definitely puts things in perspective. We're playing in playoffs right now, and you can kind of take a step back and realize that there's a lot more important things that are going on in the world than just hockey. And it kind of sets you back a little in that sense, for sure.
as the playoffs go along and you see a young player like Colton Parayko, and you recall Kyle being a young rookie in the NHL way back in, for a full season was 2007, 2008 as a forward. And then, you look at a young kid like that as a defenseman, you kind of marvel at just how well he's adapted to everything in this season, especially because he was also taking three courses while the season was going on.
Yeah, I think what's kind of amazed me most about him is just how level-headed he is, just how he views life and he views hockey. And, you kind of get a different appreciation for a guy like that. He's handled himself very well all year. It almost seems like he's a 10-year veteran, not a rookie in the league. And that's not only saying the way he's playing, but just the way he handles himself at the rink every day. And I know guys got a lot of respect for a kid like that, and it's good to see him playing well and just enjoying it. He's really enjoying the ride right now and playing some of the best hockey, I'm sure, of his life. And it's great to see.
Did he quiz any of you guys on any of his classes that he was taking?
I think he's a few steps ahead of everyone else in the room. So I think guys want to stay away from that for sure.
I was floored when I read that. Like, I know guys have taken a course here or there when they're playing junior, but the fact that he was still finishing his courses while the playoffs were going on, he was taking tests. Like, it's mind blowing.
Yeah. Even during, during camp, I knew he had stuff going on then. And, I actually just found out about that not that long ago, that he's continuing on with it in the playoffs. And it's pretty impressive. I think it just shows you the, how level-headed he really is, and how he approaches life is a lot different than a lot of guys are used to, but it's something you definitely have to respect.
Kyle Brodjak, forward of the St. Louis Blues, joins us. Kyle, I know you had your third child recently. Has that been, a nice escape at all for you when you come away from the rink, to give your wife a little bit of a reprieve at all? Does it make it easier when the high pressure stakes of the playoffs?
Yeah, I'd say it definitely makes it easier. I know sometimes it's tough for, when you have the full days to think about hockey, just overdo it a little bit and you almost, start to overthink things. So, yeah, it is nice to come home and play with the boys for a little bit and get the mind away from the rink. And, actually, we've been pretty fortunate. We've had, ever since Luca was born, we've had a lot of help around with, my mom and stepdad coming into town, and Nicole's parents were here for quite a while. So we've had a lot of help, which has been nice. But like you said, it is nice to come home, get away from the stress a little bit, and just kind of enjoy life a little more.
Your oldest boy, is he old enough to know what's going on?
He's starting to get it. Yeah. He's asking questions, pretty much every day of, who won last night, who do we play next, and how many more teams we have to beat to win the Stanley Cup. So he's starting to understand it a little more.
It's got to be fun. Your excitement level, I'm sure, is pretty high, and then you got your son going bananas.
Yeah, no, it's great. The first couple of years, I wasn't sure how much how into hockey he was, but the last little while he seems to be taking more of a liking into it, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Any of your boys from Vegreville making treks down to St. Louis?
I know one of my buddies said if we make it to the Cup final, he was going to be coming, but no one yet. I'm expecting, if we do make it to the final, I would expect a few more to maybe jump on board, but I'm not really too sure yet.
Quickly, Kyle, who do you like in the East, Pittsburgh and Tampa? Who do you think wins?
I think my prediction is Pittsburgh. Just watching them, they seem to be going a pretty good clip right now. They're playing good hockey, fast hockey, and they got a lot of firepower. So, if it's going to be a tight series, I'm sure. Bishop's going to have a lot on his plate, but I still see Pittsburgh coming out of there.
Well, Kyle, continued success, and we look forward to talking to you after the third round.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You betcha.